Daily Rest, Monday, August 21st, 2023. This week's devotions is a continuation in the Catechism series and focuses on the Apostles' Creed. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, from the NASB translation. The Apostles' Creed, an introduction. When considering who God is, it is helpful to remember that we are creatures with incomplete knowledge, imperfect perception, and transitory experience. Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4 says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you think of him, and a son of man that you are concerned about him?" To a certain extent, we can perceive who God is. We understand in part what the Bible reveals about his nature and power. He has also revealed much about himself in nature. It is, nevertheless, beyond our ability to comprehend fully his nature, power, and person. We confess what Scripture says about God and believe it to be true, but can we entirely wrap our minds around it? Not so much. Scripture describes God as eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, infallible, flawless, holy, and triune. In preparation for our study of the Apostles' Creed, we direct our attention primarily to the fact that he is the triune God. Triune means three in one. While the Scriptures do not use the word triune, they do reveal that our God consists of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This Trinity is the God of our salvation. John writes, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son." John 3:16. Also Paul says, "But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6:11. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. The Lutheran Hymnal 246, verse 1. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.